This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Here's another Saturday Magazine podcast brought to you by Joy sponsor, Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
This is Saturday Magazine.
Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9. With the passage of the marriage equality legislation last year, we've seen a big upswing, a big uptake in members of our community, the LGBTIQ community, wanting to get hitched. And one of the things that has flowed from that, is there's a new magazine called Equally Wed. Now, Niv Miller is the editor of Equally Wed, and she joins us, Tass.
Good morning, Niv. How are you?
Good, and thanks for having me.
It's a pleasure to have you. So tell us a little bit about the magazine. What's in it?
Okay. So there is obviously some weddings and engagements from LGBTI couples, but we've also taken an approach where we include some articles from the community. One such is from Rainbow Families, but we also have some writers in there who are very influential in the community as well. Kate Doak is one. And they're just writing about things like, transgender and transitioning. Also Warren Edge. We've got a statement in there from Warren Edge, and that's a really interesting article as well.
So it's actually a thinking magazine. It's not just full of where to get your wedding cake from or where to buy a wedding veil or bouquets of flowers.
No. We've tried to diversify a little bit.
Yeah, lovely.
There is about 20 pages of planning, but we also wanted voices from within the communities and to provide them a platform, basically, so that they could get their message out there as well.
Yeah, right. And so tell me, what's the market for this? Have you done some research to establish, you know, what the needs and the interest for this magazine might be?
I basically walked into a newsagent one day about 12 months ago, and I found it staggering that out of 25 or 30 magazines for weddings on the shelf, there wasn't one single magazine there for LGBTI couples. So it was a natural progression from the online directory to go into a printed magazine, and I think it's been very well received so far. I mean, we're across Australia in over 900 newsagents.
Wow.
And we're selling online, and we're partnering up with a few other people as well. So we'll get the magazine out there well and truly.
Would you have ever in your, I don't suppose any of us would ever have thought 5 years ago that there'd be a magazine, a wedding magazine for our community.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think it's an extraordinary thing. In terms of deciding the content, so, you know, as Tass said, it's not just about wedding cakes and veils. Putting some of this content in, like Warren Edge, I think that's a really, you know, really good thing to do because, you know, he's been a fighter for marriage equality for us. What else is in there, Niv?
We focus this issue a lot on planning, in terms of planning a wedding. We talk about coordinators versus on-the-day coordinators and planners. We've got some information in there from graphic designers. We've got a couple of industry insights, we call them, in there. So what to think about when you're planning your wedding at a venue. Do you need a plan B, i.e. do you need a marquee, and what's the ups and downs of
I thought plan B might be if the other party didn't turn up.
Oh. Everyone loves a party, right?
Exactly. So a planner. So, I mean, I would imagine, really, is there a lot of difference between let's call it heterosexual wedding as opposed to same-sex weddings? Is there any difference in the planning other than... Well, I don't know. Tell me.
Well, I'd say that first thing is that an LGBTI couple needs to come out to all their wedding suppliers. Now, sometimes that's a big thing, depending, and I'm in a regional town at the moment, and I would have trouble coming out to some of the wedding suppliers here, because some people are obviously very religious and probably voted no. So that's, I think, a very important thing when you're planning your wedding. The importance of the ceremony. Some people don't want a ceremony. They want to incorporate it into the reception, for instance. If you don't have a ceremony, you're not walking down the aisle. If you do have a ceremony, do you want to walk down the aisle? Do you come in from the side? Do you just start the ceremony when the couple is standing next to the celebrant?
Niv, this takes me to my very next question, which is, well, what are the sort of current trends in LGBTI weddings? What are you seeing? What sort of patterns are you seeing emerging? What's in, what's
I'm
not?
I'm finding that people, the couples prefer to either be standing at next to the celebrant, or they might come in from the side. I'm not seeing a lot of people walking down the aisle, because traditionally you would walk down the female bride, some people might term it, would walk down the aisle with the father giving them away.
Yep.
But that may not occur, obviously, with a gay wedding. So walking down the aisle doesn't seem to be the preferred method at this point.
That's interesting, isn't it?
What would you do, Tess? Would you go down the aisle if you and Ian...
Look, I've made my position well and truly clear about this matter. I actually don't believe in marriage.
No. So Niv, Tess is not going to buy a copy. But, it's interesting, you know, that what you say there, Niv, and in terms of, again, I suppose, yes, the suppliers you want, you know, they need to understand, you know, that the nuance is quite different.
And just because I'm not interested in weddings doesn't mean that I'm not going to celebrate people's weddings. I mean, I'm scheduled to attend my very first same-sex wedding next weekend, actually, which I'm really looking forward to. And And I do know that the brides-to-be did engage a wedding planner and also engaged some event managers to organise the whole event for them. And, of course, you know, we've had some great feedback already this morning saying it's perfect for a big wedding. Great to see a magazine that's for busy professionals that are time poor.
Yeah.
So I think it's, you know, you've actually hit a mark here, I think, Niv. Well done.
Have you found, Niv, that obviously some suppliers, you know, might have an issue, you know, that you know, that whole discussion about wedding cakes. But most, in your experience, are most suppliers, and obviously you'd be engaging with them, you know, for the magazine for a whole range of reasons.
Yeah.
Do they seem to most of the suppliers care, or they just go, oh, hang on, we've just opened up a new market here, we better get into this?
Most of them don't care. And there's only been a handful which have been quite opposing to same-sex marriage, but generally speaking, I'd say that the people who are opposed to same-sex marriage won't even go near a same-sex wedding directory or a magazine or anything like that. And it's, again, it's probably, you know, due to their religion and what they believe in. That's fine, you know, but they generally won't even come near Equally Wed or the magazine.
Well, I don't think we're going to see Corey Bernardi and Israel Folau getting married to each other.
I was actually on the Corey Bernardi float at Mardi Gras.
Well,
we had a big Trojan horse.
Well, some would say that's the only way I'd ride him. Equally Red magazine is an LGBTI plus wedding resource for Australia. Includes wedding planning, an engagement, 3 weddings, and a photo shoot. And thank you to Niv from Equally Wed. So thank you so much for that, Niv, and good luck with the magazine.
No, thank you very much. And we'll have issue 2 out in about September.
A pleasure.
Look forward to it.
Good luck.
Thank you.
That was Niv Miller, editor of Equally Wed.
What a great initiative, Macca.
Isn't it?
I mean, I just think, irrespective of where you sit on the spectrum of marriage, I think it's a really good initiative.
Saturday Magazine on Joy 94.9, proudly sponsored by Virgin Australia. Visit virginaustralia.com.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast, brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.